KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now, light rain and 40 degrees. KNSS breaking news. 13 people are dead, including a sheriff, sergeant, and the gunman, after a shooting inside a crowded Southern California bar late Wednesday. Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean.
Tonight at 11:20 p.m., Sheriff's 911 received multiple calls of shots being fired at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks.
Sheriff Dean says Sergeant Ron Hellis responded to the scene and was shot after he entered the building. He died at a hospital. Authorities did not say how the gunman died. The scene is about 40 miles west of Los Angeles. In a special meeting Wednesday, Sedgwick County Commissioners put the county's attorney on leave.
The issue that brought about the meeting started back on October 24th, when Commission Chairman David Dennis accused County Attorney Eric Yost of violating attorney-client privilege in his handling of county business. The motion before the board came from Commissioner Dave Unruh.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we place Eric Yost on paid administrative leave until further notice, and furthermore move to appoint Karen Powell as acting county counselor until Eric Yost returns to full duty or the county counselor position is filled by an interim or appointed county counselor.
During the October 24th meeting, Dennis and fellow Commissioner Richard Ranzau also accused each other of illegal and unethical behavior. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive on the new Boeing 737 MAX aircraft after the Indonesia jetline disaster.
The FAA airworthiness directive follows a safety bulletin from Boeing after a two-month-old Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX went down in the Java Sea shortly after takeoff. Boeing's bulletin includes instructions to pilots on how to compensate when automated controls kick in due to incorrect sensor readings. Investigators found the brand-new Boeing 737 MAX had provided erroneous data from its angle of attack sensor, which helps determine lift after takeoff. Bloomberg reported under some circumstances, like when pilots are flying manually, the MAX jets will automatically try to push down the nose if they detect that an aerodynamic stall is possible. Southwest has 26 of the Boeing 737 MAX 8s. American has 16. United has a variant. With hundreds more on order, flight crews being advised how to compensate for the automation. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And much of the 737 MAX is manufactured at Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita. Reaction continues to pour in following the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News he knew the midterm elections would mark the end of Sessions' tenure.
I did not think it would happen before all the votes had been counted, but he's been a proverbial dead man walking for several months now.
Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein saying the decision to sack Sessions has made it abundantly clear that President Trump will take any action he can to undermine the Mueller investigation. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is expected to oversee the probe into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The president insists there was no collusion. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Democrat Laura Kelly promised a new tone of bipartisanship after a victory in the Kansas governor's race brought her national attention.
She'll be facing a Republican-dominated legislature with leaders who call her proposals impractical and vow to hold her to a pledge she made during the campaign not to raise taxes. Kelly, a veteran state senator from Topeka, defeated Republican Chris Kobach Tuesday. She wooed GOP moderates and independent voters by pitching herself as a lawmaker who has worked across party lines. But the same electorate that rejected Kobach's conservative policies moved the legislature further to the right. And top Republicans view with skepticism Kelly's goals, including another boost in funding for public schools. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The 57 acres where Joyland Amusement Park once stood in southeast Wichita was auctioned off Wednesday for a bid of $180,000. About half a dozen people registered to bid in person and online for the land. Former Joyland owner Margaret Spears spoke with KSN News.
I think it's wonderful. You know, I have many memories of it because I went to work here when I think I was about 15. I had all my fun. It's not good to see it just sit here all like this, though. You know, somebody needs to do something with it.
The buyer wants to remain anonymous for the time being and has said he isn't sure what he will do with the property. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning here on a Thursday morning, November 8th. It's 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Okay, it's going to be cooler today with a 90% chance for rain and snow, a high of 37 degrees. Yesterday's high was 49. They're looking for maybe 1 to 2 inches of accumulation. Possible. Cold with a 30% chance for snow tonight. The overnight low 27. Friday partly cloudy with a high of 36. Oh, feels like, you know, winter might be here. Now light rain, maybe some snow mixed. 38 degrees, an east wind at 7 miles per hour. And, Jad, you were talking about the nothing sticking yet. Well, we're still at 38 degrees, so that's above freezing. But if we get much lower and they get much snowier, it'll start sticking. Today is Thursday, November 8th, 2018. We had a partly cloudy, cool Wednesday across central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was 49 degrees, as we said. Normal high for the date, 61. So we're below a normal now on our temperature. On this date in 2006, the high in Wichita soared to 86 degrees, the warmest temperature ever recorded for the month of November. 2006 on this date. And taking a look now at the KNSS Weather Center radar, yep, we're on the front end of a very large area of showers. It stretches from northwest to southeast diagonally, as usual, and it's moving to the east-northeast. And we're on the front edge of this, and it's looks like it goes clear back almost to Medicine Lodge. So if you get some rain and snow probably mixed down in Sumner County, Cowley County. Our Kansas City starting to get it right now. Southern part of Butler, northern part of Butler County has not much going on right now. Then there's another area up from Salina over to Emporia, Ted. So got some moisture moving through the area. This is kind of what we were
exactly what the forecast called for, yep. Yeah.
On this date in 1972, the premium cable TV network HBO, home box office, made its debut with a showing of the movie Sometimes a Great Notion. HBO, it's 1972. I didn't know it was that old. I thought it was one of those things that came in with a cable TV.
Well, it was, but yeah, very few people had cable TV in 1972. So people in Pennsylvania did and some other areas. But, HBO's, of course, within a decade after that, the entire nation would pretty much have access to cable television, and HBO became huge.
I barely had a color TV in 1972. I was a young married person, and Shelly and I had to go out and do a Western Auto and buy us a nice color TV. Now, how about that? We didn't have any money, so we had to put it on credit.
Of course, HBO starts, and people probably thought, well, why would you start a network that no one has access to, and all you do is show movies? That's not going to be a very good idea.
Excuse me.
Well, it turns out it was a good idea.
Yeah, and they've done a lot of other things since, not just movies, right? An Alaska salmon boat skipper has been fined $20,000 for killing endangered stellar seal lions with shotguns. Federal prosecutors say 31-year-old John Nichols was sentenced Tuesday to 5 years probation, 3 months of home confinement, and 400 hours of community service. U.S. Magistrate Judge Deborah Smith also ordered him to publicly apologize in a national commercial fishing magazine. Federal officials investigated after 15 stellar sea lions in 2015 were found dead at the mouth of the Copper River. Apparently, he may have thought they were eating his fish, so he let them have it. But It's a protected species. It's endangered. Not a good idea.
Can't do that.
We have an update on a person who was in the news quite a bit a few years ago, anti-abortion activist who shot and wounded Kansas abortion doctor George Tiller in 1993 and committed clinic attacks in several states, has been released from prison in Oregon. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons confirmed the release of 62-year-old Rochelle Shelley Shannon. The Bureau says she'll be on supervised release for 3 years. Conditions of her release are not public. Shannon was sentenced to 20 years in prison for 6 fire bombings and 2 acid attacks at abortion clinics in California, Oregon, and Nevada. She received 11 years for shooting Tiller, who then was fatally shot later in 2009 by another anti-abortion extremist, Scott Roeder, who visited Shannon several times in prison. Shannon has been staying at a halfway house in Portland, Oregon since May. She's been in custody for 25 years, but now she's out. Oh, limited out, I guess you would say. There's somebody who was in the news quite a bit here a few years ago, Shelley Shannon. 6:16 now, Stephen Ted. All right, Ted, I'd heard the news there probably that the land underneath Joyland Park has been sold, auctioned. So, you know, I'm thinking about that, and
You know the area. You know the park.
Sure.
I guess there's anything they can do with it. Obviously not going to make a new theme park there, I would say, but apartments, something like that, housing. But there are a lot of memories there for so many people. A lot of memories. Of course, the stuff that was there has been parsed out, and, of course, the carousel is going to be at Botanica. It's going to be up and running. If it's not already, it's going to be up and running soon. And where did we figure out that the organ went with the clown? It was stolen at one time, right?
Yeah, it was.
And then they.
I don't know where Louis's custody ended up with.
Louis, as the clown,
he was part of a criminal investigation.
Yeah, is he going to be? Is Marty going to get him over at Botanica too? That'd be a. Seems like they've done something with that, but we'll keep you posted if we can find out anything about Louis the clown. And the other thing they had out there was a great swimming pool, with a high diving board that seemed like it was 100 feet high. I think it was about 20. Did you ever go swimming in that pool?
I never had the chance to go swimming in that pool.
It was a nice pool. Kids on all over town came there. You know, you might have a date, and you'd take the gal, you go swimming, and then you go ride the rides, which is what I did a couple times. Kind of fun.
And I love that old skating rink they had.
The skating rink right there on the parking lot?
Beautiful wooden floor on that rink. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Long gone.
So many memories. Yep. The roller coaster. All right, it's 6:17 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Shocker women's basketball team opened up the season last night at Koch Arena in high style, starting out the game on a 12-0 run and cruising to a big win. The Shocker ladies beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 76-39. Sabrina Lozada Cabbage, Shocker senior, career-high 21 points, as Pine Bluff could not find a way to stop her. Alicia Fay had 8 rebounds for the Shocks, so Wichita State ladies open up the season with a nice win. Here's Shocker women's head coach Keitha Adams from GoShockers.com.
So I thought the first quarter, we thought we had a great defensive first half. I thought our defense, we really, really prepared for 2 days against what we had seen Pine Bluff do last year. And I think our defense, that defensive work that we had, the young ladies executed the defensive plan, and then we really shot the ball well that first quarter.
Nice win to start out the season for the Shocker women at Koch Arena last night. We'll talk a little football tonight. The weekly KU Football Hawk Talk with head coach David Beatty. 6 o'clock this evening, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Of course, KU is getting ready to travel to K-State for the Sunflower Showdown on Saturday. Pro football tonight. We'll get the week started on Thursday Night Football with a really good matchup. The Carolina Panthers visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both are in playoff position as we speak. The Steelers are in first place. They've won 4 in a row. Carolina is 6-2. They've won 3 in a row. Good matchup tonight. Panthers-Steelers. The Steelers are a 3.5-point favorite at home. You can listen to that game on tonight, 7 o'clock on KFH. And we have a couple of birthdays today about the former baseball player Mike Rourke, who has a double Wichita connection.
I saw him play.
Yes, he played
Wichita Braves.
He played for the Wichita Braves back in the 50s.
I don't know what position.
For 2 seasons.
What was he, a catcher?
Was
he? Okay.
And then he ended up in the big leagues with the Tigers for a few years. And then later in his life, he became the manager of the Wichita Arrows for a couple of years in the 1970s.
How about that?
Mike Rourke is celebrating a birthday today. He is 88.
How about that?
Happy birthday, Mike Rourke. And I got a good one for you here, Steve. The Kansas City Royals all-time batting average leader is celebrating a birthday today. When you hear that,
it's not going to be George
Brett.
The
first thing you say is, oh, it's George Brett's birthday.
We're talking about
that is not correct.
Like, this is a different deal.
This is a little tricky here. George Brett. Career 305 batting average. But here's a guy that batted 306 during his time with the Royals. He's the Royals' all-time batting average leader, Jose Offerman. You would never, ever guess that, would you?
No, Jose, I don't even know who this guy is.
Jose Offerman turns 50 years old today. So happy birthday to the Royals' all-time batting average leader.
There you go, Jose.
Jose Offerman. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Now, the most important question for you, Ted, after people out there and they're listening to the radio and they're hearing your sound bite with the coach there, the women's coach, who's doing the PA?
Who's that guy yakking in the background there? Well, that was yours truly.
Were you
me.
Doing it? That's what I was thinking. Sound like you were pretty excited about that.
You're doing great PA work.
Okay. So you can do that on a regular gig, you think?
Yes, I do. I do all the Shocker women's basketball home games.
Well, there's a good reason to buy a ticket right there.
I agree.
They should have a special deal. If you're a Steve and Ted listener, you get in free.
Ah, hey, wouldn't that be a nice one? And we could have some kind of little T-shirt that you could have, or a little pennant.
Yeah.
With my picture on it, yeah.
Serve up some pieces of cake and ice cream. Yeah, there we go. That's silly.
Well, we'll see if the Shocker marketing staff jumps on that promo.
I did watch a little bit of that game last night. They look good. Those Shocker women look good last night.
Yeah, they had a nice run out of the gate last night. Nice way to get the season started.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to comment on the confrontation between President Trump and the reporter from CNN yesterday. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.